Hey, On the Wine Road podcast listeners, I apologize for taking so long to upload this new episode. I've been on the wine road, literally, quite a bit lately, and haven't had the chance to get something uploaded. So, without further hesitation, let's head out on the wine road. You know, some of the world's most respected wines are made right here in my backyard in Northern California, which leads to a plethora of incredible wineries to interview here on the Wine Road. However, on occasion, I do like to branch out and interview wine producers across the country and the world. I thought you might be interested as well, especially my international listeners. So today I'm reaching across the globe, by telephone, to talk with brand marketing and communications manager Yelena Meisel of Italy's Zonin 1821. That's the name of the nearly two-century wine-growing and winemaking family. It's spelled Z-O-N-I-N. You may have seen it around. Their Prosecco is very popular. Their web address in the States is ZoninUSA.com, and in Italy it's Zonin1821.it. Zonin 1821 is the parent company for a number of brands, and 1821 signifies the date of the official formation of this family brand. And Yelena, it is the largest private wine growing and winemaking company in the country. That's quite a claim.
Yes, it is. Zonin 1821 is the largest privately owned, family owned wine company. So we're quite proud of that statement.
So it must be not just an important company in Italy, but in Europe as well.
Yes, it is. We actually believe a couple of years ago, Drinks International has ranked us as the 17th largest in the world as privately owned. So we have that behind us as well. But it's all about the family. We say we're a family business, business of families.
And it's in the seventh generation now, huh?
Yes, it is. So the 1821 part actually refers to the first written document that has been found that refers to a sale of wine from Zonin Vineyards and the Zonin family.
And aside from being the largest in Italy, and I also understand you've expanded to Barboursville, Virginia, here in the U.S.
Yes, we did. That was 1979. Zonin has expanded his wine experience to Barboursville, Virginia. And I think, you know, many people consider him the father of Virginia wine because he was really one of the first pioneers to successfully grow vines in Virginia after Thomas Jefferson. So that was quite, he revitalized the whole Virginia wine industry, I guess.
Wow, I didn't realize that. I thought it was more of a recent move. But yes, and Virginia has grown quite a bit over the last couple of decades in their wine industry.
Yes.
And also, you've expanded to Chile, I understand.
That is our latest acquisition, I would say. Basically, now the company is managed by the three brothers, and each brother has a very distinct role within, you know, the wine business. They're all very versed in all areas of the wine business, and so this, you know, just as Johnny Zonin really was one of the first, winemakers to leave the Veneto region and expand to other regions of Italy, including the U.S., now the sons, they're really expanding into Chile and possibly other parts of the United States.
Yeah, might as well grow like some of the other larger companies out there. Getting back to...
Exactly.
Getting back to Italy, though, I saw that there are a variety of different brands that the parent company, Zonin 1821, produces, but there is a Zonin label itself, along with 12 other brands, counting the U.S. and Chile brands.
Yes, that is correct. So really, you know, this one brand that carries the Zonin name, and so with the Zonin, that's really our Prosecco. So Zonin Prosecco is the one that has that family stamp, and the rest of the brands, they actually very much stay true to the identity of the region and the area where they're from, you know. So it is very important to the family that, you know, the property in Tuscany has completely full Tuscan roots reflected in the name, and not just, you know, in the product in the bottle, but everything about it to say Tuscany just as well in Maremma and same in Puglia and Sicily.
Yeah, you can, in some of the most respected wine regions in the country, Piemonte, Tuscany, down to Sicily and Puglia, like you mentioned, and all parts in between. You found yourself in some wonderful places.
Yes. I think like looking at the whole map of Italy from the wine perspective, I would say we have, you know, properties in 7 most important wine regions of Italy. So it's really, you know, it's understanding the terroir, understanding the culture, understanding the nature, everything is reflected in each of the bottles. So, you know, wine that we produce in south of Italy is quite obviously different than from the north of Italy, but everything has the essence of the region where the wine is from. And we always concentrate on indigenous grapes of that region. So that's where, you know, our forte really is. It's really respecting the indigenous grapes.
And on that topic, I noticed that the Castello di Albola in Chianti features a vineyard at the highest elevation of any in the Chianti Classico region. So I imagine that's a great representation of that region, but unique in its character in that it's probably an elegant wine with a good level of acidity and some lightly gripping tannins.
You described it perfectly. That is exactly the essence of Castello di Albola. It is the highest elevation in Chianti. And the beautiful, elegance of the wine. And Sangiovese is a grape, you know, is obviously a dominant grape in that region. And for us, it's a carrier through all of our wines. But it's a great expression of what can be done with the wine when properly grown, at that elevation. So it's really a beautiful, almost like a beautiful dance, of elegance dance of Sangiovese.
Paola, their PR gal, sent me a couple of bottles, including that Castello di Albola Chianti, and it was fantastic. As I mentioned, had a little bit of a bite to it, but it went down easy and paired very well with the pasta that we had the other night. Of course, pasta. Why not? She's Jelena Meisel of Italy's Zonin 1821. Believe it or not, the winemaker of the castle we were just discussing is a Gallo. Could it be a distant relative of Ernest and Giulio?
No, absolutely none. Actually, he's a winemaker originally from Piedmonte, with an incredible experience, but has been with the Zonin family, I would say, probably for almost 17 years, and knows the region better than anybody. And I think he's one with Castello di Albola. And now he also manages our coastal property in Tuscany, in Maremma, Rocca di Montemassi. So that has been the newest addition to his responsibility.
Wow. I got to say, you know, when I was looking at the map online and I saw the Castello, and you have a couple of different castles that you work out of, when I was in discussions with Paola, your PR gal, I suggested that I'd be happy to go over to Italy and interview one of the brothers in person. But I guess she wasn't able to put that together.
We would love to. Let's try to figure this out for next time, definitely.
Well, now that we have...
I think experiencing it in a person, I think you would get a whole different sense instead of, you know, me talking about it. But I think, what you see really online, we're really trying to portray the true view of what the winery is like, what the life in a winery is, because each one of the wineries, the estates actually, is self-sufficient and self-operated. So it does have, each one of them has a winemaker, enologist. They have a hospitality team, a full bed and breakfast, a restaurant, and museum dedicated to the region. So, and of course, the tasting room. So,
wow.
We would love to have you with us.
Now, you have that in each region or just a few of the regions?
All of our estates. Each one of our estates, both the ones in Tuscany. The only one that doesn't have it is the one in Piedmonte. But all of the other ones have it.
Oh, goodness. Yes, you're talking me into it. yeah, that'd be fabulous.
Let me work a little harder on that.
I could see, flying into Rome, taking a drive up to Tuscany, and then maybe a little further up and back down to Puglia, and maybe even hop over to Sicily in a nice, 10 days.
I think that sounds like a plan.
Awesome. Yeah, let's work on that.
Yes.
And, maybe next year my listeners will be saying, oh, he made it. He's actually in Italy talking with them now. You mentioned Prosecco, and I know it's a very popular variety for Zonin, and I imagine you might have been ahead of the curve of this recent explosion of interest in sparkling wine.
Well, you know, Prosecco came to the United States, Zonin Prosecco, in early 2000s. So it was really, before the category even existed. So Zonin family was part of the whole category building. And I think we're very well out of the category building, and now it's really much about the brand. And I think for a few reasons why Zonin brand stands out is really for its freshness. And I would say, you know, until you taste it, you can't really, you know, you don't know the difference. But then once you taste it, you understand completely what's so best. I would say, you know, obviously I am very personally involved, but the taste is just a beautiful small little bubbles that just evolve, and they're refreshing and just so easy to drink and sip. And you know, it's just a beautiful wine to have at any time of the day. So it doesn't, just because it's a bubble, it no longer requires a celebration. And because it's a small bubble and it's just a really nice rounded bubble, it's just kind of, I almost say it's a playful, you know, playful little drink. And it's just one of those things, I think, where Zonin family excels in production, and it's really keeping the product as fresh as possible on the shelf.
Is that one of the more highly exported wines that Zonin has here in the States?
I would say that's definitely our number one, you know, leader in a group of all of our wines. You know, it's what's important, you know, for us is really to keep the freshness of the wine, and this is whereby, you know, we keep the loyalty of the customer. And I would say, you know, finding the ways of, you know, holding the must to really, you know, sufficiently preserve the quality throughout the year, and you know, have it really always fresh is what keeps us ahead of the curve, you know. And it is definitely number one wine for Zonin family, and the one that carries the name.
Great. A recent bit of news I noticed was you're celebrating the fact that some of your vineyards have received the certification of being sustainably farmed. Was that big news for you?
Yes, that was beautiful. I mean, we've practiced sustainable, you know, winemaking for a very long time, but to have the certifications, you know, to really put us ahead of the curve, and, you know, where even some of our designated, like Casa del Diablo and Rocca di Montemassi, are going to be one of the two wineries that are in 2019 and 2020 be completely organically certified, is something that's very important. So I think that goes back to, you know, preserving the land. And, you know, I think the way we look at the land is really, it's the gift that keeps on giving if you take care of it. So for us, having it more technically explained and having that certification and really going through the rigorous process of having it certified is what makes us stand out from the others.
Right.
So I think it's, for us, that treatment is very important. How we approach, you know, the land is obviously the quality of the wine that we get back.
Yeah, that's great. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Now, I noticed there are many locations on the East Coast where you export to, they carry your wine, but it's kind of spotty out here in California. Are you hoping to increase that sometime in the near future?
We are. You know, I think you will see quite a lot of change, you know, in California. So you're in Sonoma, right?
Yes, I am. I noticed that they carry you in San Francisco at 1001 Castro Street Market. Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously a lot of our wines are in independent liquor shops. And then, of course, you know, if I can name a few of them, you know, like BevMo stores. So that for us, you know, we have quite a presence, but I would say more in metropolitan areas. But I think you will see quite a difference that's coming up for us in California.
Do you think we'd find you at BevMo in Santa Rosa or in Napa?
Yes. Yep. You could definitely find it there.
Oh, okay. Good.
You can definitely find the Zonin Prosecco.
What are some of the other varieties that you're exporting here?
You know, I would say definitely the Sangiovese is one of, you know, the biggest ones. We do have a great wines, you know, from Friuli, Pinot Grigio, and Sauvignon Blanc. And then also the indigenous grapes, you know, for Puglia, like Fiano and Primitivo. And then for Sicily, it would be Nero d'Avola and Solia. We do have, you know, internationally recognized grapes like Chardonnay and different other grapes, but that is our focus. So, you know, the latest, I would say, exploration for us has been definitely the rosé category. We've always had, you know, rosé made in Puglia, La Rosato, now the newest one would be the rosé from Tuscany.
Nice. Excellent. Well, I'll be certainly looking for those, primarily the Sangiovese, which I just adore.
Yes, and that's exactly what we're working, what we've just launched in the United States is 90% Sangiovese, 10% Syrah from coastal Tuscany. So that is, I would say, our latest addition, and it's just great to be part of the biggest success stories of the 21st century when it comes to wine and the explosion of the rosé category in the United States.
Yeah, well, great. Well, sounds like you're doing some good work.
For sure.
Well, yeah. Yelena, it's been a real pleasure talking with you today, and I'm impressed with what the Zonin family has been doing and how long they've been doing it, for nearly two centuries. So thank you for sharing the story.
Thank you so much for having me on Radio Jeff.
The other bottle Yelena sent to me was the Rocca di Montemassi Vermentino. That as well was very nice and paired beautifully with the cod wrapped in prosciutto we had the other night. That particular variety and the Prosecco is available at BevMo, and wine.com is also an option. And again, these wines sell for like $15 to $20. Fine-crafted Italian wines at an affordable price. Zonin 1821. Visit Zonin USA for more details. ZoninUSA.com. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Stitcher, or another podcast provider, you can find more interviews and interesting content on my website, onthewineroad.com. I'm on Facebook as On the Wine Road, and Instagram and Twitter at JD Wine Road. If you'd like to join my wine community, look for me on Patreon. There I provide compelling tidbits you won't find elsewhere, and I give you tempting incentives as a patron. That's patreon.com/onthewineroad. Patreon is Patreon. Thank you for your continued support and keeping me company on the wine road. I'm Jeff Davis.